Hey, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth, Season 9, Episode 11. And boy, did we have fun. We went bowling on Saturday. Dustin and Jeff and I, Jeff did not bowl. He, he didn't roll on Shabbos, but he does somehow get into a car and drive on Shabbos.
No, I took an Uber.
Oh, you took an Uber. But still, you opened the door.
No, I had the guy get out and open the door for me.
You wily. You are so wily, you Catholics. Nice of you to honor the family tradition of the Catholics. No, we had a great time. Thank you to Brett Perkins and LDI Repro Printing of Athens for putting it all together. We had a blast. I bowled a 103 and a 105. How about that?
It was seven games, though.
No, it was two games. I bowled better than everybody. And thank you to everybody who came out and spent time with us and had some food with us. And it was a blast. And we got to see Tom and Terry Kennedy. They come to all of our events. They're very nice people. And
they are. I love those. Yeah, they're awesome.
They are so cool.
The coolest.
They signed up this week also to be Patreon members. So thank you very much. I owe you guys some stickers in junk. So I got to get your address and stuff, but I'll contact you later. And we'll talk more about how you could become a Patreon member to Radio Labyrinth later on, if that's something you're interested in doing. So, Jeff Liebhoff did not invite me because he hates me, but he went and saw Bert Kreischer at the Punchline with some of the other people that were at the bowling. Tim Allen was there, yep. And the missus, and Shea Butler was there with his wife and their friend. Tell us about your experience seeing Bert Kreischer, and did he take his shirt off?
He did take his shirt off first thing.
Yeah.
Lace Larrabee opened up for him.
She did? Oh, that's yep. Nice.
For her. Good for her.
Yeah.
Why is Bert Kreischer doing a small venue like that?
He's just working out new stuff for his next special.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like all new stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And was it funny? Did you ever?
Yeah, no, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And he told Isla stories and stuff. Yeah.
Did you talk to him?
No, because the show ended at 8:55 and there was a 9 o'clock show.
Oh, so they
didn't. And they hadn't even loaded any of the people in yet.
Damn.
So I don't know where those 9 o'clock people parked.
They're fucked.
Yeah, I know.
Walgreens, you can't park there. You'll get towed. I mean,
that's what I was worried about. I parked across the street at that urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, my car's going to get booted right now. So I left as soon as it ended, ran across the street to make sure my car wasn't booted, which it wasn't, thank God.
And they closed that Flip Burger, didn't they?
Yeah.
They closed that a while ago, huh? There's one Flip Burger left. And that's probably how it should have stayed, because the burgers are good, but it's not just like, okay, you don't franchise it. It's a good
game. The one on Alamo's closed.
It is? So that's it then. All gone. That's too bad.
Wow.
They had good burgers, man, and good milkshakes.
That Krispy Kreme shake.
Yeah. Or the Captain Crunch.
Oh, that one was awesome.
That was my jam, as millennials say. Because young people don't say it anymore. They don't say that was my. They say it slaps. So you had a good time at Bert Kreischer.
Watch for the traffic cone story to show up in his next special. He just told that for the first time that night.
Was he trying to get you to buy his vodka?
No. He did mention it a couple times, though.
Yeah, was he embarrassed?
No.
Should be.
I can't see that dude being embarrassed about anything.
No, I can't either. Nothing. He could, he juggle his own shit and he wouldn't be embarrassed by it. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that with us. Thanks for inviting me.
He had to buy tickets. That was the problem.
Oh, well, all right then. Yeah, I wouldn't have gone. So I'm
thankful. How much were the tickets?
55.
That's not bad to see for correction. Because you're going to pay that or more to see him at a less intimate venue than that. And
right. He does arenas and shit. So 55 bucks to see him in a fucking 300 seat club is awesome.
And he loves the Punchline. So that's even cooler that he would do something nice like that. All right. Shout out to Bert. All right. Moving on. I got to stop saying moving on, because that's what they say on Dudesy. And I got to stop saying it. But everybody says moving on. I don't. Hey, we watched half an episode of Remote Control from 1988.
I won, by the way.
Oh, we were in keepers. Patreon only show that we do each and every week. And you can become a Patreon member at patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And we'll tell you more about that later. But it was a lot of fun doing that.
And I really tried to get on that show when I was in college.
Yeah. You. Oh, God. How close did you get?
Yeah, not close at all. But they sent me a letter saying, basically, thank you. We've never heard of Mansfield University.
No, fuck you. That's not nice. Bill Cosby wore a Mansfield University shirt.
Oh, that was later on.
I don't know. Oh, it was? Okay.
Do you think they were college elitists like that?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, so. Yeah, Harvard pricks.
No, but I think they were always getting kids from big colleges.
Right. Probably most of them from New York area.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on a game show, maybe.
Oh, yeah? What's it about?
Mm-hmm. RuPaul's Drag Race?
No, I already won that. It's called 25 Words or Less with Meredith Vieira.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And did with a guy named Roger Peatfish, who's a listener to this and to Radio and to Honest Doctrine. Yeah. And he and a buddy of his, we did the Zoom call where we played with the casting person. And then Monday morning, I have to go do their boot camp where you sit and you learn how to play the game. So hopefully I'll get on.
Oh, neat, ooh, man.
Can I have your money when you win?
No, that's if I win, that's already going to other things.
And what's the prize?
I think it's $20,000 that you split.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bought
$10,000. Oh, we have to split it between three people.
Oh, can I borrow?
And then there's taxes.
Four. So. Counting Uncle Sam.
Yeah, why don't you take all the taxes out? Here's your $3,000. Thanks for playing.
You owe that money.
Can I borrow $12?
Yes, you can borrow $12. But you have to ask the person who skimmed my debit card 2 days ago at a gas station in Tucker and used it to buy masonry product.
This happened again?
This is different. The last thing that happened in December was a billing error by T-Mobile, and they made that right. This was, I used my debit card, and by the time I got to work, $900 was gone. $20 to a utility company in Seattle or in Washington State. And then $885 to a
Masonry. OnlyFans?
No, masonry company in Maryland, where they sell rocks and shit for construction. And I get real mad with SunTrust or whoever the bank is. I'm like, you know, I wish I could do accents. I can't. So I'm not going to do it. But like, sir, I understand you're mad. I go, no, if you understood I was mad, you would fucking, because when something's pending, they can't stop it.
Yeah.
No, they could. So I just called this place and I said, somebody made an order there using my debit card. And the lady's like, yeah, how much? And I told her the amount. She goes, what are the last four numbers of your debit card? I told her and she goes, all right, I'll refund it right now. I'm like, holy shit. Okay. And then boom. Took a couple of days, or a day or whatever, but there it was. And so she goes, do you want the guy's name and phone number?
Oh, cool.
I said, yes. And so I started pranking him, and he got mad and wouldn't answer the phone anymore. And I can't do his accent either.
You would prank him as opposed to calling the police. You would prank him.
I did call the police afterwards, and I filed a report. Nothing will ever happen.
I mean, you got any promising leads?
Leads? Yes. The gun is working in shifts. Leads.
Because, you know, the police have... I even apologized to the police when I called them. I said, this isn't an emergency, but this happened. And I want other people to, you know, not get screwed over at this place. So I'm letting you guys know. I think my information got skimmed from a debit card thing. And the cop was really nice. She took my information and then somebody called me back from the police department and told me, you know, I just gave them all the information. Here's this guy's name. Here's his phone number. I don't think anything will happen. She goes, well, if anything does, here's your case number and you can call and check. And, you know, again, my whole point of calling the police was, you know, just maybe they'll go to that place. I'm never going in that store again. I like the people in there. I like the people that work in there and they're nice and it's an easy.
Go inside and pay in advance.
I always go inside and pay. I was using my debit card. That wasn't for gas. It was inside.
Oh, inside they skimmed you?
Yeah, yes.
Holy shit, I thought it was a skimmer on the pump.
Or maybe the friggin' store sold it. Somebody sold my number. And like the guy that ordered it, I don't think he's the one who did it. He's just like, I'm going to get this from somebody and, you know, I'll pay him and whatever. And I mean, he probably paid $200 to get the number and then his masonry shit was $800. But anyway, never setting foot in there again. And I'm going to be a real dick about my, if you don't take cash for easy shit, go fuck yourself. I'm not using your business. Anyway, that's my little story. All right. Hey, is there anything in the news? Yes, there's plenty of things in the news. But before we get to all that, hope you guys don't mind that I am exhausted because all I've been doing this week are interviews. I started on Monday by interviewing TJ Miller, and we ended up talking about a half an hour. And he was so cool. He was happy that I knew shit about him. So that was cool.
Oh, nice, man.
Did you tell him that Silicon Valley sucked after he left?
No, I didn't talk to him about his acting pretty much. I listened to his new comedy record.
Oh, nice.
And we talked about comedy records that we both liked growing up. And he has a artisan peanut butter. I said, you know, it's you know, you, like a lot of comedians, have branded consumables. I said, but in your case, you don't have, I said, you have peanut butter. I said, did you launch your peanut butter by going to a bunch of shows at the Super Bowl? And he laughed and he knew what I was talking about. And he said, no, I didn't do that. And then we ended up talking about all sorts of things. Gore Burger, which I love, which is a funny show. And that'll be on an episode of the podcast. And yesterday I interviewed an author named Mark Pettit, who was an anchor person. He was an anchor person, investigative reporter. He's from Calhoun, Georgia. Super nice guy. And he...
I interviewed Steve Pettit.
You did? How's he doing?
He's good.
Good. I'm glad to
hear. He's a kid who tries to go with.
Anytime I see somebody with the last name Pettit, he's the first person I think about. And he's a guy that we went to high school with. But yeah, I mean, I think about that. But no, this guy, Mark Pettit, he was an anchor person. He got fired from he made his way all over the country. Anyway, he came back here to be an anchorman and a reporter with Channel 11. And I think it was 89 or 90 or something like that, he got fired because it came out that he's gay. Now,
what?
They fired him because he was gay?
Yes. This was Atlanta in the late 80s.
In the 90s, yeah.
And everything was all buttoned up, but they fired him for that. And you can't even fathom that today.
No.
I mean, it's to even think about it in that term is insane. You're not going to get, you know? And he's just really cool. He's an actor. He's been in Mindhunter. He was in Mr. Mercedes. He's playing anchors and stuff. He was in the Mindhunter, the Wayne Williams one, and he played, I think he played the ABC anchor at the time, whose name eludes me now. And he's played Anderson Cooper on shows. And he's a successful actor and author. And the book is really fun and interesting to hear about his life. And that was a fun interview. So that'll be coming out in a couple of weeks. But this tonight, if you're in Atlanta and you want to listen to the radio, you can hear me interviewing one of my radio heroes, Phil Hendry. We ended up speaking for about 45 minutes. I thought it would be 10. And it ended up being a great conversation. He's a super nice guy. And I'm jazzed. I told him in the middle of the interview that I was, I said, you know, I'm on my interview radio heroes tour. I said, you're the first one. I said, I got to try to track down Dr. Demento. And he goes, oh yeah, I used to run the board for Barry.
Wow.
But yeah. I engineered Barry's show. Yeah. Right there in the Weird Al era. I'm like, holy shit. I didn't know this about you. So that's fun too. And enough self-promotion because you guys aren't here for that. Sorry about that. But that's what I've been doing all week long. So I haven't had time to watch a lot of TV. You guys like Phil Hendry?
Yeah.
Steph, did you ever listen to him?
Maybe.
I'm going to watch that documentary when you can watch it for free.
Yeah. It's on demand.
Yeah. That's in the Viewers News.
Yes. It's on demand. Or you can order the DVD.
We'll check it out. Yeah. They all seem to be such huge
Steph's
fans.
On delay.
I know why. Yeah.
Steph's in delay. Well, we're in delay. She's getting it about a minute after we say it. But that's
okay. She's mad because I beat her at remote control.
Yes, I know.
That is exactly what it is. Jeff trounced us.
Dustin, what's up with the YouTube, man? You guys, we're getting all shitloads of views. What's going on? We're getting people watching it.
Yeah. The algorithm's been kind to us. I think the subject matter we've been talking about, you know, this last month kind of being more topical with, Joe Rogan's brosphere. We seem to be put on the end. So when you watch any Joe Rogan, since he's back on YouTube now, you know, he signed his new contract. So all the Joe Rogan shows are back on YouTube, you know, or when they come out. So at the end of those, when it says you might like, we're one of the videos that they might like.
Well, that's cool. Thanks, Joe Rogan's algorithm. Hey, we'll talk about Joe Rogan right now then. Neil Young is returning to Spotify because he's tired of protesting Joe Rogan. Neil Young pulled his songs off of Spotify, as you recall, because Joe Rogan was telling people to fuck horses.
Didn't he put all his shit just on that triangle-shaped iPod thing that he had?
I don't know what he did
with it. He had some kind of crazy Zoom device that he was putting out.
Yeah. Look out, mama, there's some horse paste coming up the river. That was one of the dumb things during the 2 years when everybody completely lost their fucking minds in this country. Maybe even 3 full years, 2020 to 2022. That's 3 full years. People were dumb and crazy. And he pulled his music off because they were paying Joe Rogan. And I don't care what you think about him, if you like him or don't like him, or I don't care anymore. I don't care. But it is funny that he probably lost 50 cents because they get paid shit, these artists. They don't get paid. You know, Joe Rogan makes a bank load of money, but I don't think musicians do for streaming. So, but anyway, his music is coming back and just in time because nobody has CDs anymore. And if you're really itching to hear a Neil Young song, well, you were cast.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to hear, you know, Heart of Gold or something like that. You got to hear it.
Or Cinnamon Girl.
Yeah.
Everybody knows This Is Nowhere, which is a great album. So, yeah. Welcome back, Neil Young, to crappy Spotify. But, I have so many playlists, I can't quit it. Lori Loughlin was on the most recent episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And
she was a trooper.
Thank you.
Oh, you got to give the guy your valet ticket.
Oh, no. I'm good. I got this.
A handicap sticker?
It's fantastic. I can park anywhere.
How'd you get that?
Oh, you know.
She was fucking great. I think it's the first episode of Curb this season that was really Curb. It felt like Curb. The other ones are, you know, they've been okay and there've been laughs and stuff, but this one felt like an actual start to finish Curb. You know, Leon eating all the food and getting banned from the all-you-can-eat. Who's that actor, comedian?
That's Ike Barinholtz or his brother, one of them.
Yeah, that was very funny. But just he just keeps, what's I undo this belt there? I go back for fourth.
You ate 500 shrimp.
Yeah. Oh, and Susie having the caftan. She's wearing the caftan. She's a billboard. And somebody keeps putting dicks on it. And I'm not going to spoil it anymore. Just go ahead and watch it. But it was funny. We didn't talk about the Oscars, which were Sunday night. And for some reason, they started at 7 o'clock. And we're not going to really talk about the Oscars. But the one thing about the Oscars that I think needs to happen is it just needs to stop. It just needs to stop. And they can put everything out. They can stream the awards live. They could do it over Zoom or whatever. But just stop the show because the spectacle of the Oscars is ridiculous to me. And I think you guys might not agree, so feel free to jump in or whatever. I don't really like Jimmy Kimmel. It's not have nothing to do with politics. I've never been a big fan. But he tells the worst jokes. And he did this really cringeworthy joke about Robert Downey Jr. that didn't offend me or anything, and it didn't upset me. I just think it's terrible. This guy had a fucking drug problem and he was getting arrested all the time and he was always in the tabloids and then he went to rehab and stopped doing all that shit. And it's been 20 plus years of him being clean and sober. And I'm not defending him or anything. And I don't think anybody is like, if he had done it 5 years ago, I think it would be warranted or it'd be funny or whatever. It's just dumb. And then the look,
it's funny now though, because he's fully recovered.
He didn't think it was funny. Well, and again,
the funniest thing was Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Michael Keaton.
Yeah, that was funny. But, you know, it's not like I'm putting Robert Downey Jr. on a pedestal. I just think the guy went through some really rough times.
When he was roommates with Rodney Dangerfield's son.
Yeah, that was tough. That's what pushed him over the edge.
Oh, do me.
Get up, will you? You look like the poster boy for birth control.
But damn David.
Having the hot tub in the room and, you know, Burt Young always being around. He couldn't masturbate. Burt Young was there. I don't know. I just don't think it just felt like a hack joke. You know, Letterman doing Uma, Oprah, Uma, Oprah. That to me was funnier. And it wasn't funny. Yes, it was. It was funny.
Do you think that put Robert Downey Jr. in the mood when he went up to accept his Oscar when he ignored Ki-Hoo Kwan?
Yeah, maybe. I don't think he did anything terrible. Just a lot of people.
I don't think I was intentional really either.
Yeah, I don't either. And I don't think that Emma Stone is racist for... if there's so many stupid shit. This is why. This is overall, not because of Jimmy Kimmel's joke, but overall, there's so much clickbait bullshit before and after. And the one thing, there is one real thing that bothered me, and I know why they did it, but they left a lot of people out of the in memoriam or put them up at the end, you know, just their names. And they open it up with Navalny.
Who's that?
Navalny is that guy that died in a Russian gulag a couple weeks ago.
Oh, he, that dude.
The one the Hollywood guy, yeah.
Yeah, well, Hollywood guy. There was a documentary about him that, of course, won the Oscar for Best Documentary. And people love to push this, like Bono singing songs about him, making his audience say his name. This guy was a white nationalist who was worse than Putin. Anyway, that's all we're going to say because I don't want to get dragged into that shit. But this guy was horrible. This Navalny guy that they're saying is great just because he didn't like Putin. And he used to make videos where, you know, anybody that wasn't a white Russian person was a bug or a cockroach and he was an exterminator shooting them with a gun. You can find them.
Boom.
Yeah. But this guy's great because he doesn't like Putin. I don't care about Russia at all. It's just dumb to put him at the very beginning and ignore, you know, like, you know, Americans who died and people who've been in American movies who have died.
Who did they snub?
A lot of people. Suzanne Somers' husband was pissed off because they just put her name at the end. They put Norman Lear at the end. I know they're associated with TV, but Suzanne Somers was in a couple of movies, and she's in a very classic, well-known film called American Graffiti. She didn't have any lines, but she's in it.
True. So
I just think a lot of people were snubbed unnecessarily.
Yeah.
All the reports of it online say that it was a success, the best one that's been in over a decade.
I guess there's more viewers than in a while.
Yeah.
No one got physically assaulted. That's a
that's right. No one got bitch slapped. Lance Reddick, Treat Williams, Ron Cephas Jones, Suzanne Somers, Ray Stevenson, and Burt Young, who we just talked about a minute ago, were all left off. And, wow. You know, they put their names up. Treat Williams was in a shitload of movies.
Oh, yeah, man. Things you do in Denver when you're dead.
How about Burt Young?
Yeah.
He didn't sweat him. I don't sweat you. I don't sweat you. So anyway, there's the Oscars. You guys, I think Dustin and I are the only ones who watch Dudesy every week, right? You still watch it every week?
Yeah.
No.
I think they stopped doing, because of the Carlin, I haven't seen any new celebrity AI videos. They're just doing funny AI videos with fake people and voices.
Yeah, and they're also, they've changed up their AI artwork. It's not as processed as it was. It's not as polished as it was. It looks cheaper. Like maybe somebody who was involved with them is no longer involved with them.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe I think that they're not doing it anymore. Those Tom Hanks, the Tom Hanks commercials that they used to do were hilarious. I don't know why. Maybe they're just going to get in trouble. I don't know.
They put a big spotlight on themselves, and all the things that they did that kind of flew under the radar are now, you know, coming out to light. Tom Hanks may have come in after George Carlin's family and said, you know, leave me alone.
Yeah, because they did a couple more Miley Cyrus ones.
I think since Loudermilk started showing on Netflix, that's drawn a lot of people in too.
Yeah.
Because Will Sasso's on that, like every episode of that.
Will is not. He's very much so pushing back on the beginning of this episode when they do the normal, we're with, you know, Dudesy watches, you know, control over the whole show. He's like shaking his head, you know?
Yeah. We're Dudesy. We're two guys shitting around. We're Dudesy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then Jeff sent me this. I didn't know this. Did this air during the Oscars? There's a Dunkin' Donuts commercial where they're celebrating a franchise, and it's in the town that's next to where we grew up, Wellsboro, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Everybody was talking about it on Facebook.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite Dunkin' Donuts. It's right next to the Acme. It's not an Acme anymore. What is it?
I don't know what it is now.
It was an Acme, though. It was an Acme grocery store. Do you remember Acme? Did you have Acme up where you grew up, Steph?
Mm-mm.
You didn't have Acme? Wow.
No, we had more. We had Farmer Jack. Always savings time at Farmer Jack. We had Farmer Jack. Chatham's.
They're all bought out.
You had real bad Acme.
Yeah, I did have bad Acme. I did. I had bad acne, and the only thing that cured me of it was masturbation.
News, trailers, and friends with Steph.
Hey, time for Steph's news and junk and other stuff. Steph's going to react this week.
Yeah, Tim's going to read it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry to disappoint you guys.
No, it's just, you know.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Tim's got to do it.
Where are we going to post our TikTok videos when TikTok gets banned?
Oh, yeah. Shit, we didn't even talk about that. That's dumb. I put a note there to talk about. That should have been the top thing. TikTok got banned. It's not banned, but the House members all voted against it. I wonder why members of Congress would vote to shut down TikTok. Does anybody have any idea? What do I know, right?
Did they not have shares in the company?
That's what the problem is. They want them to sell it to a U.S.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they want to shut it down, because they can't own it.
Yeah. China already agreed to not accept data anymore. So all the data goes to a place in Texas. I'm sure they have access to it somehow. But no kid in America that loves TikTok or any creator on TikTok that's making a boatload of money on TikTok and becomes an influencer on TikTok supports this. And if you live in a district where you have a lot of them and they have a lot of influence, you are fucked if they can get the message out, because TikTok is popular with liberals. It is popular with conservatives. It is popular with people who don't give a shit about politics. And people have gotten used to loving it. What they found, and we've talked about it before, the algorithm for TikTok is better suited for entertainment than any of the other ones. I mean, I prefer the Spotify platform. I prefer that Spotify is stricter about content, because TikTok's filled with people stealing other people's content and sharing it. Or they'll take a YouTube channel and, hey, this is me, .37215. You know the bill is screwed up when two congresswomen who couldn't be farther apart voted against it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez voted against it, and so did Marjorie Taylor Greene. and if they can agree to vote against something, you know it's fucked up. And then other than them, it's the usual libertarian type people. But, you know, the hypocrisy makes me laugh, because the White House just opened up a TikTok page, and then Biden had to come out and go, oh, if they vote for it, okay, I'll sign it. You don't mind that Facebook has all that data. You don't mind that Google has all that data. You don't mind that Meta and Google and TikTok, they all have that shit. All of them. And they share it and they can track you, and you don't mind carrying around it. People don't mind. So I don't know. I'm talking about.
I don't care if they shut it down now, because I ruined my algorithm.
Why? What did you do?
It's all just the no Chick-fil-A sauce. Girl.
Oh. You ruined your algorithm. Get out.
I did. I like too many of those no Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah. So anyway, I like TikTok, I won't miss it if it goes away, I guess.
It's just a slippery slope. If they ban it, then
yes.
Bring back Vine.
Yeah, yeah, no shit.
Bring back Vine. But yeah, it's dumb. It's ridiculous. They don't need to ban TikTok. And you know what? We don't do advocacy on here, but if you like something like TikTok and you don't think the government should ban something that you enjoy for no reason, just, you know, make sure you vote accordingly. And if you are going to vote this year, vote for RFK Jr. and his running mate, Aaron Rodgers.
And this is real. This is legit.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But CNN seems to think it is, because they're already doing hit jobs on Aaron Rodgers.
Reported vice presidential candidate Aaron Rodgers privately shared conspiracy theories about Sandy Hook.
That was a headline today.
Breaking news on CNN. Speculative news.
He's not going to run. He's going to play football. Also, RFK Jr. isn't going to ask him to be his running mate any more than he's going to ask Jesse Ventura, who was also named in that story. Bullshit. Jesse Ventura, he's not going to be on the ticket.
And
he looks like the crypt keeper, huh?
Didn't they say Aaron Rodgers was at an ayahuasca retreat when he found out that he was in the running for it?
Yeah. McAfee said that when the news broke, that's where he was. That's where Aaron Rodgers was. He was doing the ayahuasca. He's not going to be on RFK's ticket. I'm not going to pick him up and put him on my ticket because I don't need somebody that does ayahuasca. It's going to be Tulsi Gabbard, probably, or Rand Paul. But it's not going to be Aaron Rodgers, and it's definitely not going to be Jesse Ventura. And I'm not going to try to do a Jesse Ventura impression because, A, I can't do a good one, and, B, it's owned already.
Okay, so we can't have a foreign-born president, right? But can we have a foreign-born vice president?
Well, who would be foreign-born?
We could get Schwarzenegger. They're all in the family.
No, he can't do it.
With the Schreiber connection and all.
Yeah, but we divorced now, yeah. See, I can't do him either. I'm making a joke. We divorced, yeah. I'm no longer married to Maria. I have donkeys.
Well, could you imagine if they came out like Hans and Franz on Saturday Night Live, the two of them?
Here to pump you up.
Kelly, man, vote for us. Yeah, we'll get rid of all the vaccines. No more vaccines. You're tired of the vaccines. Yeah, make sure you get your COVID one, though. Yeah, I get paid to tell you that.
I tried doing Jesse Ventura's voice on the show, and I had to be very careful to not say things that Will Sasso says, because Will always goes to the, yeah, I live in the Baja.
Yeah.
So I just said, I live in Mexico. And Eric would say, I thought you lived in the Baja. I go, yeah, but it's in Mexico. What else is going on? Spinal Tap 2 is being filmed right now, and they confirmed cameos, Questlove, Trisha Yearwood, Paul McCartney, Elton John, and Trish Yearwood's husband, Garth Brooks. And I guess this is they're getting together to do a final concert together. And it's the documentary. And I believe Rob Reiner is, of course, directing it, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be awesome.
No, that will be good.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Listen, if you're you work for Boeing and you know a bunch of stuff about Boeing and you decide to share it with people, just be prepared to commit suicide with two bullets in the back of your head. Because that's what's going to happen to you if you start, you know, ratting out Boeing. Understand? Boeing? They got Welcome Back Cotard, right? They got Epstein. Would it be funnier to call it Epstein or Welcome Back Cotter? You got Cotter. Yeah,
Welcome Back Cotard is way better.
Yeah. Let's say he got Cotter.
I like the whole thing. Cotter, yeah. I like when you get Welcome Back Cotter because it's very specific.
Yeah, yeah. You get Vinnie Barbarino, you don't want that. You don't want to get Vinnie Barbarino.
Or Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
I think if you're the future king of England, you might like to get Vinnie Barbarino'd by your girlfriend. Did you see that story?
Yeah, what's going on with them? And they're doctoring pictures. What's happening over there?
All right, first of all, she's dead, or she's in hiding, or they're Diana-ing her, or they're Fergie-ing her.
I heard she had a bad Brazilian butt lift and couldn't go out in public.
Is that what you heard?
Yep.
How could she sit down and do Photoshop?
They don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that he likes, you're going to have to Google this because I don't have the story in front of me, but apparently Prince William has a mistress who pegs him. And that Kate is okay with that because she can't do that for him. She's not into that kinky stuff. Anyway, yeah.
Scandals of yore.
Yes, I do too. And, well, how the king dealt with him, though, was a little different back then.
Off with his head!
How about if he got shogunned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shogunned, that's some good
Not
stuff.
Not just you, but your baby has to pay the price.
Yeah, that was rough. I didn't know that I could make it past that. But I did. I made it past it.
And that was, like, legit, right? The guy got that from True History, the one who wrote the book, right?
Yeah, the white guy that wrote the book with the white savior in it. There was some blogger I saw who, you know, one of those Substack people that has followers, like, there's not enough black representation in Shogun. And even black people in the thread on X were like, shut the fuck up.
There was one black guy in feudal Japan. That was it. There was one.
Is that real?
Yes.
Like, you know that for a fact?
Yeah, that's where they got the, what is it called? Afro Samurai? The comic came from a story where there was a slave that got left and he got apprenticed and became a samurai.
Bruce Leroy?
Yeah, it wasn't Bruce Leroy. But yeah, that was true. And that's where they extrapolated and got the Afro Samurai story from. Okay. But yeah, one, that was it in the entire country.
Yeah, that guy's ridiculous. He's like, there's not enough representation. World is crazy. The world, everybody has thoughts like that. Or, I mean, people have always had thoughts like that. They just didn't have a platform to put them out on and then fight with people about it. Hey, good news, Atlanta. And I'm not talking about getting robbed by people when you go to bars in Buckhead. Like these, where did, okay, there's a story going around that these guys are going into, you know, bars in Buckhead, all seem to be in that, what is that, that tuxedo area? Is that what that is? Where Johnny's Highway is, and they're going to these, yeah, they go in these bars and somebody slips them a Mickey and then they end up, you know, losing $40,000. My takeaway from that story is, who has $40,000 in the bank? I run in the wrong circles. Well, I don't think.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I feel bad for them, and I hope they catch whoever's doing this, but it's sort of made worldwide news, because first I heard of it from our friend who lives in Korea. But good news for Atlanta is Kirk Cousin is coming down here with his Achilles shit. Just got a big-ass payday to be the new quarterback for the Falcons. And Kirk Cousins, of course, was with the Vikings. He's an effective pocket quarterback, I guess. Beat the shit out of
the
Bills a couple years
ago. $180 million?
I thought the Atlanta would go for Justin Fields from Chicago, but we'll see. We'll see how Kirk Cousins does. You know, there's always Desmond Ridder. Have you guys seen the new Fallout trailer?
Yeah.
What do you think? Great. You guys going to watch it?
Yeah, I'm going to watch the hell out of it.
Me too. Walton Goggins.
Trailer. God, was the new trailer was like, the other trailer was pretty good, but this one is like, oh my God, I cannot wait.
They're already doing the reverse, the negative marketing with the, oh, it's going to be woke and it's going to be this and it's going to be that. I don't care. I want to watch it. It looks cool.
Yeah. So
sue me.
Totally.
Not getting into that doom shit anymore. All right. What else? That's about it. Although Joel McHale said he dislocated Chevy Chase's shoulder during an altercation on community. So they got in a fight? Did they get in a fight?
It wouldn't surprise me.
He said there was a lot of very overzealous horseplay where things went too far many times. Okay. But but it wasn't from a good place on either of their parts.
Chevy Chase is an old man who picks a fight with an old man.
But yeah, that's just how he's been his whole life.
Yeah.
They just figured he could take a fall. He's really good at it.
Oh, yeah. Take a back pill. Always been a dick. All right. We're going to take a break and come right back. Guys, Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is ready for the winter season with over 40 beers. Well, the winter season's almost over, but that doesn't stop Mike from being ready all the time. 40 beers in cans and bottles, 16 beers on tap, with 12 of those being local Georgia and Southeast craft beers. Their current featured selection is Jekyll Brewing's Cooter Brown Ale. This brown ale is perfect for wintertime, and it has a silky smooth body, sweet caramel and chocolate aroma, and a slightly refreshing bitter finish. Or a slight refreshingly bitter finish. They once again would like to help thank all the radios and fans for listening to the podcast. Stop by the restaurant and mention you heard about them on Radio Labyrinth and get yourself a free dessert. By the way, their food truck is on hiatus. It's almost off a hiatus because it's almost March. And it will be March when the show comes out, so I don't know. But if you want it, call Mike Hall at 770-483-6228. Don't forget, they're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, they are open from noon to 9 p.m. and they are closed on Sunday. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with a fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
And we're back.
Hey, we didn't get very many YouTube comments this week, but we have a couple I'm going to read for you. Fooksy, Flash Fooks on YouTube says, wow, learn something new every day. There was comedy when Steph was 22.
They had stages back then?
Yeah.
No, we just did it in a field. To, you know.
Yes, did it in a field.
To corn.
And Lee Taylor, who also was at the bowling event, very nice guy. He says, I'm liking this YouTube presentation. Mighty well done. I've listened on Spotify only since season one. Seeing all of you makes the podcast even more vibrant and joyful. A delightful hour. Aww. For sure.
What a wonderful, cool comment. I mean, yeah. Wow. What a compliment.
Thanks,
that's
Lee.
So nice.
Hey. Yeah, that was awesome.
News, views.
Or.
And snooze.
Yeah, last week was Super Sex, The Gentleman, and Ricky Stenicki, which of those, I've only watched Ricky Stenicki, which was pretty good. Not as funny as I hoped it would be.
I watched The Gentleman last night.
I watched one episode of that. It was really good.
Yeah, I watched the first one. I dug it. I really liked it.
Yeah, me too.
Have you seen the movie?
No movie.
The Gentleman.
The movie's great. The one Hunnam.
Yeah.
Wait, so this is a remake?
No, it's a series based on the character shown in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, I better watch the movie then, huh?
Yeah.
Am I missing anything, or is this just
I don't think you have to. I think you could just watch the series and just take the story from that. You don't have to watch the movie.
Yeah, it's just set in the same universe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Giancarlo Stanton. No.
Esposito.
Giancarlo Stanton. Yeah, no, he's not in it. Yeah, but it's really enjoyable.
Agreed.
But I did not watch Ricky Stenicki or The Super Sex. Did anybody else watch those?
No, just Ricky Stenicki.
Was it funny?
Yeah, it was funny. Andrew Santino's good. John Cena's good.
I like both of them.
This week, Hendry comes out on video on demand.
Already seen it.
You saw it already?
Yeah, I got a screener.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's good.
I want to watch it. I don't want to pay for it, though. Yeah, I'll wait till it comes out on streaming.
You're one of those cheapskates who steals his content and doesn't.
No, I'm paying for streaming services. I want to fucking watch it on there.
Oh, shit.
Do they have a lot of his bits in there, or is it?
Some. It has Kevin Pollak is in it talking about him. Who else? Bill Hader, Dana Gould, and radio professionals who worked with him in the past. It's really interesting.
Cool.
They omit a very small era of his late 2000s career. Before he went fully digital.
Right.
Which they should, because that company he worked for sucked.
Manhunt starts on Apple TV this week. This is that Abraham Lincoln show that Matt Walsh was talking about on your podcast.
Yeah, I'm watching that.
I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Yep.
And in Restless Dreams, this is a 2-part MGM plus Paul Simon documentary. It looks pretty good.
So I got to go find that somewhere?
MGM plus.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a streaming service. I only mentioned it because I got 6 months free when I bought my TV.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Let me know how it is.
It'll pop up on Hulu or Netflix.
Yeah, I want to watch it. I'd love to watch it, but I'm not going to.
And then bonus Pusers news. Mm-hmm. Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV on the ID channel on the 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Hope you like rape.
What's he talking about?
This is that Dan Schneider documentary.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Dan Rocco Siffredi last week. Him this week.
I was thinking about, like, that would be a good way to soften up that word is if you named your dog rape. Because you know, like when you're being tender, you're like, rape. You know, just kind of like.
Yeah, but then when you're mad at him.
That's what it turns.
Your dog never gets out. Yeah. You got to walk the neighborhood.
I don't know what the accusations against him really are. I don't know if he really raped anybody, but
no, they're not raped.
I think
they're
he was just creepy with people.
Yeah, he took a lot of. He was really into feet.
Nah.
Yeah. So it's Quentin Tarantino, and you see that shit in all his movies.
Yeah, but he doesn't have 10-year-olds in his movie.
Yeah, that's true.
And Tarantino, he has a thing about that. That feeler toe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was he Southside Steve?
She got a peeler too.
No, yeah. So. Mm-mm.
Yeah, come on. Let's do some staffy pickies. I already said mine is Hendry.
Yeah, mine's the next episode of Taste Buds 164. That's the second one that they recorded on the IJ cruise.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be in it?
No.
Damn it.
Mine is that new show, Palm Royale. It's going to be on Apple TV. It's Kristen Wiig. It looks pretty kooky. It's just
is it a comedy?
Yes. Yes. Right. But like a, it looks, it's kind of like a Knives Out type of situation, but not to that level of, you know, ooh.
Or yeah. Whatever.
I'll check it out. I like her.
I love her too.
Mine is Beyond the Wasteland. It's on Prime. It's a documentary about a group of people that are into Mad Max universe. So they build cars like Mad Max. They dress up like all the characters and they have these events. And I guess when the pandemic started happening, they realized that it was all over. Like they didn't know that there was these groups of people that did this. So they started mm-hmm. making these events in Australia where they shot Mad Max 2. And now it's kind of like a Mad Max Sturgis that happens every nice. Year. And so they're, you know, they got the cards, the Master Blaster outfits. I mean, it's really cool. And that's on Prime.
All righty. Hey, everybody. If you want to check out the show where I interview a lot of people, it's called The Popcast, and it's on WSB Radio, 7 o'clock Saturday nights, 95.5 FM, 7:50 AM, or you can listen on the WSB Radio app or on demand later, or it becomes a podcast every Monday after the Saturday show. Right now on the podcast feed, you have Adam Richman and DeWanda Wise. Adam was great. I put the whole interview in there. And as opposed to what I put on the radio. And he was a cool guy to talk to. DeWanda Wise was nice, too, even though the movie was great. But I think she knows. Phil Hendry is who I interviewed, and that is airing the day this comes out. But that'll be a podcast as well. And coming up soon, T.J. Miller, author Mark Pettit, and comedian Aaron Weber, who I was supposed to interview today, but he had something come up. So I'm going to interview him next week. If you would like to become a Patreon member and support Radio Labyrinth in that way, you'll be able to watch our weekly YouTube-only show or Patreon-only shows. This week, we are watching Remote Control. We got halfway through the show. We'll finish it next week from 1988. Thank you to our newest Patreon members, Tom and Terry Kennedy. And if you come in at the $25 level, you can get credit as a producer. And this is the part of the show where we thank all those people. Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. If you come in as a producer at that level, you will get a doodle from Tim. Just ask me to draw something pop culture related and I'll do it for you. And you get a t-shirt from our t-shirt store and some stickers and whatnot and that and this and that. All right. That sounds kind of cool. Steph, what's going on with Barkville?
Just please go to barkvilledogrescue.org and fill out an application if you'd like to foster or adopt or donate us some money. That's really all I could say is our adoptions are way down, like across the board. So it's been kind of a struggle for them lately. So if you are considering adopting, please come to us or tell anybody that you know is considering adopting to come to us. But I don't think there is an event this weekend, but stay abreast.
Yeah.
Or
or that's seven. What I'm talking about.
Keep it canine. I tried to explain to Gil what udders were the other day because I got a milk out. It was actually this morning. I took the jug of milk out and he went, that's a cow on there, daddy. That's a cow on there. I put cow on my yogurt too. And I said, well, that's where milk comes from. He stared at me and I said, you see that? That's an udder. And you put your hands under it and that's where the milk comes from. And he just put his hands out and he went. And I said, that's called a cow tit. No, I didn't say that. I just said it was an udder.
You need to take him up to PA for some cow tipping.
Yeah. Then get completely in trouble for taking him up there and going count up. You know, I'm taking him to a train museum this week. Train nice. Bus museum. Yeah, it'll be
Oh, fun. Very nice. Did they have the display of Bobby Bacala when he got murdered?
No, they don't. No, that's that's model trains. These are actual trains.
Oh, okay.
A train museum where there's old MARTA buses from the 50s and trolleys and stuff.
Oh, that'll be cool, though. He'll love that.
Oh, yeah. He's talked about, mentioned it once. We're going there, Daddy. Buses, trains. I'm going to ride on the train. All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you guys for being here. And we will talk to you next week. Please remember to keep it canning.
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?